here. I've got some names: Jim Wickenheiser and Johanna Ocampo.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good. All right, so let's get this thing started.
Talking what's new, or
well, we probably should introduce the company.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so if you want to take turns answering the questions or feed off of each other, I want one of you to tell me about the company specifically, and then tell me about products.
Right. Okay.
So I'll try to.
Why don't I lean in with the company and you can start on the products and I can fill in. And
okay. Do you want to mention Lisa?
Sure.
Okay. Yep.
You don't think so?
No, I think so.
I think so too.
Okay, good.
She's ready to go.
Okay. Here we go. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. And I'm joined by Jim Wickenheiser and Johanna Ocampo from Silicon Core. Thank you all so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
It's a pleasure.
I hope you've been having a good trade show so far.
It's been fantastic. A lot of really good traffic, a lot of really interesting projects. So
I just wish there were more people here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we've been fortunate. We've actually had quite a bit of traffic at our booth. It could be because we're by the food court.
That helps. yeah.
But I think our displays are helping draw people in too.
So. Yeah. Well played setting up by the food court.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what can you tell me and the listeners about Silicon Core?
Well, Silicon Core has always been a technology company first. And so we specialize in fine pixel pitch LED display. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that really differentiates us from everybody else is that we make our own technology. So we have driver chips that we actually manufacture, design and manufacture ourselves, whereas the rest of the industry relies on a third-party vendor to provide that type of technology. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's really about the technology first. And because we're able to control that, we're able to bring in brand new ideas to the marketplace that other people just can't compete with.
So. Yeah, about 5 years ago, we introduced Common Cathode into the marketplace in the fine pixel pitch. The visionary of our company, company owner is that in order to get to those fine pixel pitches, you need to run at lower power and run much cooler. So you'll notice that all of our displays run much cooler and at higher nit brightness. We're up to 1,200 and 1,500 nits.
Wow.
And it's because of that patented common cathode technology.
And that's calibrated, right? So that's very important because there's some very interesting specs that are running around that kind of obfuscate, you know, what that brightness really means.
Right.
And so they say things like peak brightness where, okay, we could crank ours all the way up and it's much brighter than 1,200 nits, but it's not meaningful because it's uncalibrated, right?
It's not usable.
It's not uniform,
or
right?
It's not pretty.
Exactly. So really when we talk about our max brightness, it's uniform, calibrated brightness.
Mm-hmm. And continuous.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, and that certainly helps on the next level of technology we call ZAC technology.
Yep.
Some interesting names. but basically, it's to allow for that high dynamic range. So now you can get up to 1,200 and 1,500 nit brightness, and we can get as low as 0.05, even lower in some cases.
Yep.
And so that gives us the high dynamic range. So when people stop by our booth, which we hope you'll do, you'll notice that our displays are just stunning and beautiful. They really do stop them in their tracks, and they say, wow, this is the best looking screen here.
Yep.
So,
and they run much cooler because of the common cathode technology.
Absolutely.
So, so we're able to go very high brightness, very low power, and very cool.
Right. So we're showing 10-bit content on our booth, provided by Analog Way, Big Draw Media Server. and it really takes advantage of the full capacity of the LED display itself.
Wow.
So that's another reason why people are really impressed with the image quality.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, we've kind of touched on this, but are there any other things that really set you apart in the industry that is so competitive? There's so many people making displays out there. What is it that you're doing that really sets you apart and draws that person in?
Yeah, so there's several things. We mentioned the technology. That is a massive differentiator for us. But the other thing that we do is, for better or worse, we usually say yes to really crazy projects, right? So, you know, there's other people who say no to these, and they end up coming to us and we probably should say no, but we figure it out, right? And so we're really able to do custom design, custom build, even down to the PCB level. Mm-hmm. And so if you've got some really crazy idea, we've done complex curves that are going multiple directions and very unique shapes. And like I said, we've actually made, in some cases, specifically customized PCBs to fit certain projects or custom cabinets or whatever the case may be, just to pull off these amazing, unique displays.
Right. Yeah, we like to push the boundaries on the technology. I mean, that's how we kind of forayed into the marketplace.
Uh-huh. Right.
Was, hey, there's something out there that's not done very well, and our owner takes a look at it and says, like, we can do better. So we have a whisper suite on our booth, which we can't talk much about, but it is, we always do that because there is forward technology that we want to show our customers and let them know, you know, this is today's product, but this is where we're headed in the future. And we have some, there's still a lot in the LED industry. I mean, it isn't still in its infancy in some way. It's really starting to grow. And companies are doing the leapfrogging in technology, which leads us into another technology, which is our LISA. It's basically encapsulation and durability for LED.
Okay.
To get into the finer pixel pitches, it's much more fragile. Uh-huh. And so introducing that durability on the display. And what we have at the booth is we're showing a 1.2. In years past, we showed 1.9. Mm-hmm. And this year, we're showing a 1.2 1080p. So that'll bring us into transportation and retail and rental.
Yeah. And as far as we know, we haven't seen anyone lower than 1.5 at the show. So as far as we know, that's the finest pixel pitch in an encapsulated technology. So
with this forward thinking process that you are constantly working on, where do you see the industry coming? What is the next big thing that we could expect to see or hope to see?
Well, I think that as people figure out the heat issues, you'll see finer and finer pixel pitches. One of the things that really is hampering the drive to smaller pitch is the heat. So there's multiple components that end up going into the display, that, you know, even down to like resistors on the red diode that really complicate the heat dissipation. And so part of what we're doing is we're analyzing that full chain and figuring out how to eliminate as much heat as possible. And so there are other people that actually have marketed a finer pitch than we have. We've chosen not to go any finer because we're at 0.95 right now. And if we've done tests, we've played around with things, but the heat is prohibitive. It becomes more of a marketing experiment because it's not practical to put these displays in a real environment because you're going to have to add additional cooling. You know, like you really feel the heat radiating off these things.
And it seems like that is going to require a multi-tiered approach because it's one thing for you to be able to add cooling or remove heat, but the development of these next generation light sources, they're going to start operating more efficiently. They're going to require less power, so then they're going to dissipate less heat.
Right.
So at some point, there's going to be a happy middle ground that we find, and that's what's really going to catapult this, I think.
No, I agree with you.
That's my crystal ball.
And there's a lot of different technologies out there, and there is some confusion in the marketplace. So we appreciate organizations like yourself shining the light on that. There's mini LED and micro LED and COB and 4-in-1 packages and all that good stuff. There are limited standards in the area, in the industry for LED. And so I think we'll start to see some kind of crawl along. But I think it's also important for the customer to really inform themselves and to check out people's websites to see what kind of support you're going to get. LED technology has been around a long time. You see outdoor, right? But being able to put it in indoor at such high density is the larger challenge. And we're constantly doing that every day. It's all that we do. We don't do anything else but LED.
That's right.
Which really does differentiate us from other customers.
Yeah, and from a support side too, it becomes really important to if you're going to spend the money on these things because they're not cheap. If you're really getting into these microscopic details, and you want to be able to see this beautiful pristine image, it's going to cost. You need to go with companies that have good, yep, respected track record, absolutely, out there, and somebody that you know that you can support it. What is the typical life cycle of one of these displays?
Yeah, so it really depends on how you're using it, right? Mm-hmm. So the reality
it's like
is
digital signage is, yeah, on 24/7 almost.
Yeah. Now it depends on the quality of LED that you purchase, mm-hmm, because there's a wide range of quality LEDs that you can buy. Right?
Okay.
And so there are some that are rated for in the thousands of hours, tens of thousands of hours. We purchase LEDs that are rated for over 100,000 hours of use. Mm-hmm. Now that's not peak white 100,000 hours. You know, that'd be disingenuous, but it is standard video content. And 100,000 hours is like 11 years.
That is a long
time. It is.
If I get 11 years out of anything,
yeah,
you know,
that's
pretty awesome.
Right. That's just it. Now, as long as you're not like putting ladders into it.
And, right.
There's external factors we can't account for, but yeah, if it's maintained properly, you know, that's the expectation.
Did we get a chance to talk about the Easy HD?
We haven't yet.
Oh, tell me, Easy HD.
Yeah.
I like anything that's easy.
Yes, so do we. So do we. So. Okay. Yeah, no, we're really excited about this product, actually. So we were doing some analysis on the type of screens that we have been selling, and it turns out that we go into a lot of corporate applications, and it turned out that we were actually selling a lot of 1080p screens, but we had never really dedicated a product to that space. And mm-hmm. So LCDs kind of top out at 90, 95 inches, and then when people are looking to go larger than that, they either undersize the screen, or maybe they put in projection and close the drapes, you know. But mm-hmm. They didn't really have a solution to step beyond really that kind of 90-ish size.
It is a barrier.
It is. And so we want to smash through that barrier. Yeah. So what we did is we made standardized sizes. So we're trying not to talk about pitch on these, right? Because a lot of IT guys and facilities guys, they're not necessarily thinking in terms of pitch. They're thinking, my room is a certain size, right? And so we have 110-inch, 130-inch, and 165-inch, mm-hmm. right? They're different pitches, and if you want to know the pitches, we'll tell them to you.
Right.
But the reality is that when you're speccing it out, you really just need to know how big the thing is, right? And so our kind of formal marketing pitch on this is it's easy as 1, 2, 3, right? Mm-hmm. And so you give us one wall, we'll provide two techs, it'll be up in 3 hours. So we've really tried to simplify the whole process. It's a single SKU, so you don't have to figure out what you're going to do with the send box and, you know, what it is, you know, pitch and how's it going to get installed and all that stuff. Just simplified it the whole way through. Yeah. So,
and we've also done some really interesting things from a design standpoint, being able to just hang it on a wall at mm-hmm. a 4-inch depth,
yeah,
which for the U.S. meets that ADA requirement.
Sure, right.
But also having most everything pre-configured and easy to put up,
yep,
is also another thing from a design standpoint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that does make it easy on several people. I do classroom integration and renovation, and those are some of the bigger things, you know, like if I want to go in and work on a room by myself, I can't hang one of these giant displays by myself. I've got to go get help. Time's money.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And before it would cost even more, spend more time mm-hmm. on it. And we're taking care of that for you by pre-configuring it.
Yep.
And because we have these easy SKUs, three different dimensions, makes it even easier as well for not only now for the distributor, the integrator, for the customer mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. And the good news is we've gotten a lot of really good interest on this product. So we just debuted it here at ISE.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And the interest is really high. Yeah. And so.
Yeah. So the different, there are a lot of different companies. I mean, this is really kind of the industry. We noticed what was happening in the industry. Mm-hmm. So there are some other companies that have similar type of. So what makes us different, basically, is that we put all the great things that you have from Silicon Core.
Right.
The brightness, the technology for HDR.
Right.
I've seen some product that's only at 300 nit brightness or 600 nit brightness. And
mm-hmm.
And it's important to let customers know that even at the 1500 or the 1200 nit brightness, we're not saying you got to run it at
right.
What we're saying is, you don't need to run it so high and get heat out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as you know, heat is a killer for technology, and that's not going to last a long time.
Yeah.
So that's one of the big selling features of our product versus others.
And that's actually a really good point, because a lot of people will spec in, I just need 600 nits. And mm-hmm. they'll spec in a 600 nit product. Well, but in a year's time, it LEDs degrade over time.
Of course. So, everything wears out.
Yeah, exactly. And so as they dim over time, you're no longer able to hit what your original spec was.
You spec'd at the minimum, and exactly. That's all you've got. There's no headroom.
Exactly. And so, you know, with the overhead that we provide, you're going to be able to continue to hit that spec year after year after year after year.
Right. And with design changes happening in the workspace, wanting to use full complete lighting or not wanting to have classroom environments, keeping people awake during presentations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think you'll see LED is a good answer for a lot of applications. Yeah.
Windows and natural light, they're really good for people's morale, being able to have them in these spaces.
Right.
But they are a killer for projectors or flat displays or anything like that.
And no glare.
Absolutely.
Glare, no seams, no bezels.
Yep.
That's why.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So for people that couldn't come down and see these beautiful displays, how would they go about finding more information about you?
Well, we've, of course, got a website, which is www.silicon-core.com. Mm-hmm. We've also got a Twitter feed. We've got a presence on LinkedIn.
For sure.
Anything else that we got on social?
No, absolutely. You can give us a call through our website. You can access that. Us at sales@silicon-core.com.
Yeah.
And we're happy to take on any questions you have.
Absolutely.
And help you with your projects.
That's right.
Well, thank you both so much for coming up here and hanging out with me. It's been a really good conversation.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much for having us.
That does it for this Trade Show Minute. To hear our full ISE coverage, visit the microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.